Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do take your calls, your questions, your comments, and your emails, drdahlia.com, Facebook, Twitter. So Kyle wants to know, am I going to buy an electric vehicle in the next year or two? And I've spoken about this. The answer is no, not because I'm anti-electric vehicle, but because I'm still paying on my current car. So I mean, I know I could trade up, but my car is a used Corvette. Used, accent on the used, because we got a really good deal. I think it only had a few thousand miles. So we got it almost half price what a new Corvette would be. I don't want to give that sucker up. I mean, I don't think I could get a good deal on that. I've seen electric cars. I've driven my friend's Tesla. It's cool. I just like my Corvette better, so used Corvette, have to say used. Don't want people thinking I was able to afford the real thing. And so, no, me personally, no. But the next follow-up question was, would I? Do I have any qualms about it, any concerns? So one concern I have had, and I know the National Transportation Safety Board published a study a few years ago saying, you know, no more car fires than fuel cars. Fuel cars are more dangerous. I'm still a little hesitant because I watched a bunch of videos on electric cars hitting trees or hitting, you know, getting into an accident. Every time there was a car fire, I tried to look it up and figure out what kind of car it was. And I do believe that these lithium batteries will ignite upon impact easier than an internal combustion car. So I'm a little nervous with my kids getting one. In fact, one of my sons in college for his senior project was working on a fire suppression system because it's been pretty, unfortunately, notorious that these electric car fires take too long to be extinguished. Ann Hatch, and I don't know if she was driving a hybrid or an electric car, but that car fire lasted over an hour. And so these electric car fires take a lot of resources. California especially. California is going to be the electric car capital of the world, but they have water crises. So if you have to use thousands of gallons of water to douse a single car fire, what happens when you have the majority of them electric? You know, another reason why I haven't, with my children, suggested they get electric is they may be living in an apartment later. Well, you can't charge your car in the average apartment. Apparently, 9 states have right to charge laws requiring landlords or homeowners associations to allow residents to install electric vehicle chargers. But that gets expensive. And then what would have to happen is, depending on your apartment, if you have the type of apartment where you're right up to your door, then maybe you could charge inside your house by running the electric cord. That's what I'm hearing some people are doing. They install like a 2200 volt charger and then they run a cord. That's hard. And so, and you need a level 2 charging, like 20. You can't use the typical level 1. And I don't know much about that, but there's having all these electric cords coming out of the apartment into. I don't think you could get extension cords long enough. And so it's, you know, some of them have, I think Kansas City has electric vehicle charging to streetlights. I think the last year, the city of Melrose, Massachusetts, north of Boston, worked with the local utility to install 16 chargers in 10 locations around town. That's not going to be enough for millions of people having electric cars. So I like the idea of being less reliant on fossil fuels. I think that's nice. I just don't think you can mandate it. And I think the goal of having half of all cars sold being electric by 2030 is ridiculous. We don't have the infrastructure. And you don't have places to, you know, I mean, you could live in a house and do it. You know, people in a beautiful house that actually have garages. So middle to high income families can do it. But if you're living in duplexes and apartments and renting a room and somebody, you're not going to be able to charge. What might eventually have to happen is, you know how we have gas stations all over the place? Would have to probably, rather than charging at home, you basically go to a gas station and charge. Now, because charging takes overnight, they'd have to figure out ways to get the charging to be done quicker. When I go for fuel, it's only 5-10 minutes. I check my phone. I always like to talk to people around me. You know, I like to go, what's your up to? Oh, $75. This is ridiculous. He's like, I know, this sucks. I go back, what are you paying? Oh, man, that sucks. I should have done the cheaper unleaded. This is really, you know, so anyway, but by the time I finish bugging a few people, we're done. I'm back in my car and I could go. To charge a battery fast can probably actually hurt the battery. There has to be a speed of charging that doesn't wear and tear the battery. But I just don't see how they're going to get every single apartment complex owner, especially when people share an apartment, a 2-3-bedroom apartment, and you have 3-4 people, how everybody's going to be able to charge a vehicle. Not going to happen. And with the range of only, you know, 236 miles or 250 miles, I don't think people are going to like it. So me personally, I'm going to wait. You know, would I like to have one of my cars electric to try it out? I would. You know, I'd like to kind of hedge where I have, you know, one for one situation, one for another. But currently, I'm still paying on my car, so I'm not at any point ready to give it up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Chicago's mayor, Brandon Johnson, Democrat, wants to create city-run grocery stores to promote, quote, equitable access to food. This is after the city's Walmart and Whole Foods stores, about half of them, had to close down because of crime. They weren't profitable enough. So when we saw that many of these stores were being, you know, shall we say, understaffed because of labor shortage, not being, ridden with, shoplifters. We called on these cities and their DAs to do a better job prosecuting and helping. And unfortunately, these stores have closed. Well, when these food stores that offer food to, that offer locations for people to, that may not have cars, to be able to take a short trip by bus or train or walking distance close, now you're hurting the individuals that are in those areas and not allowing them to access grocery stores, food. And unfortunately, some of these places are going to even cost more money because of all the extra protections they have to do against theft. And so, you know, when a store says they need help, they need help. So now they're trying to figure out how to partner with the Economic Security Project to open municipally owned grocery stores in Chicago to try to tackle what the city has known as food deserts. Mayor Johnson wants to repair past harms that have contributed to purposeful disinvestment and exclusion and lack of food access in historically underserved communities. He says all Chicagoans deserve to live near convenient, affordable, healthy grocery options. I agree that they need to be able to live with that, but why weren't these, what's happening in terms of the crime, what's happening in terms of the support that these stores needed? These stores closed. He said, we know access to grocery stores is already a challenge for many residents, especially in the South and West Sides. Said, my administration is committed to advancing innovative whole-of-government approaches to address these inequities. He goes, I am proud to work alongside partners to take the step in envisioning what a municipally-owned grocery store in Chicago would look like. Now, the city has not given a timeline for when the initiative will come forward, and the grant money, which would help invest, could come from state and federal tax dollars, not just local taxes, according to CBS. Now, of course, Daily Mail is reporting that some of the reactions are mixed. One person on social media said, let's see. Major successful retailers and grocery store operators have pulled out of certain zip codes due to chronic crime, but the city of Chicago is going to install and manage taxpayer-subsidized stores. What could possibly go wrong? Another added, people need to learn not to steal, and the grocery stores won't have to close. A third said, residents must respect community businesses if they want their services. The city has already a budget shortfall of $538 million. So owning grocery stores with taxpayer funds only might be unsustainable. That's what somebody wrote. They said owning grocery stores with taxpayer funds only in some neighborhoods is unsustainable and blatantly preferential. Work to mitigate causes of why the stores left. And then others accused Johnson's idea of being communism. One said, well, if you want stores to locate in places like that, then maybe you should crack down on crime, particularly shoplifting. Hard for businesses to stay open, they said, when your inventory walks out the door with shoplifters. Another person said, I don't believe the city of Chicago could run an ice cream stand in the summertime, let alone a grocery store. So Walmart had announced it was shuttering four main stores across Chicago because they were simply not profitable enough. And, you know, these stores have had to be very, very careful with what they're, now profitable could be a few things. Okay, one is they have to pay higher wages to their staff, and they have to pay benefits, who knows, maybe four-day work weeks, but paying them for 5 days, I don't know. And, yeah, labor costs could also make it unprofitable. It might not just be about the stealing. But if you are having to spend more on labor costs and security because of stealing, you are having to put things in plastic and all that. If you know, most of us understand that because these companies have been saying, look, you know, these shoplifters are not being prosecuted. There's no ramifications for it. People are stealing. They go into a Walmart and they're stealing. Or they're going into a Target or what I saw at Home Depot. And it's sad. It's really, really sad. And so it always takes one person to ruin it for the rest of us. Like I said, the first woman that said she was raped when she wasn't now has ruined it for every one of us, where when we do say we were attacked, people are like, yeah, right, you're lying too. Same thing, you know, I get that some people are like, look, I could get away with getting this for free without having to pay. I'm going to do it. If I could get something for free and nobody do anything about it, then I win. But you don't win because now everybody else loses and the store closes. Last November, Whole Foods closed in Inglewood, stripping the neighborhood of fresh food produce and leaving the lot empty for nearly a year. The closings were announced days after Chicago's newly elected liberal mayor, Brandon Johnson, blamed the city's poverty and crime rates on businesses that don't pay taxes. Now, Walmart, again, did not necessarily say it was because of this, but many people understand. Why? To date, in 2023 over 2022, thefts are up 25%. According to the Chicago Police Department, robberies up 11%. And some of these stores might not even be reporting the simple stealing. They're like, you know what? It's going to cost us more time and money. That let's just, you know, and I've been to stores where there's not things on the shelves. You know, I thought a lot of it was supply shortage issues. And I'm like, didn't, you know, things kind of loosen up in Long Island, you know, Long Beach Port and all. Well, maybe it's because they're like, if it's an empty shelf, people can't steal it. Well, at some point, if a store can't sell and they have to hide product because it's going to get stolen, then they're not selling the product either. 2022, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon warned that theft in stores around the country could impact stores and cause additional closings. Now, I want retail to exist because I love the fact that there's pharmacies. I love the fact that you could go in, find something you need, and buy it. But we're at the point now where humans are not acting like good community human, you know, members, and they're stealing stuff. And people might say, you know, like, you know, movie stars are like, well, they're doing it to feed their family. You know, if I saw somebody was stealing a loaf of bread and feeding their kids with it, now, I mean, as a customer, I might say, let me buy that loaf of bread that you guys just lost. But when I see somebody stealing a lamp, stealing Sudafed, stealing, you know, a TV, stealing a Gucci bag, come on. And I know somebody could say, well, they're stealing that Gucci bag because then they could sell it on eBay and then they could take that money to feed their family. Well, going through all that work, why don't they just apply for a job? So it's a problem. And also you almost wonder, you know, I've had staff steal from me. You know, if staff are noticing customers are stealing, well, then they could steal too. Say, well, it was a customer that stole it. I mean, if it's going to be an open season, and so my fear is a lot of these grocery stores, it's later going to be where you have to order online and then you get it shipped to you and everything's locked. And so somebody has to come out, although that person could get mugged, and then give you your food, or it has to get delivered to you. Well, what happens if you don't have internet? What happens if you don't live in a place that's very easy for people to get to? That's a problem. So, you know, I wish it wasn't like this. I don't know how a community-run store would be. I remember years ago how we used to do WIC, which I loved. I thought it was a great idea, is those who were underserved would actually get the milk, would get the fish, would get the vegetables. And then what they would do is when they went out up to the checkout stand, anything that was WIC food wouldn't be charged to them. Now it's different where it's you get like a debit card and then you can put your groceries on it and who knows what you could be buying. And so it's different. But I love the idea of actual healthy food getting on the kids' table. And I've seen people have chips and cookies and soda pop in their carts. You're not supposed to be able to use those for alcohol. But, you know, if you're using dollars, you know, that are tax dollars to feed your kids, I'd like to see it on produce and vegetables and fish and healthy food. So we'll see what happens. But a public option for grocery stores, you know, the government is known not to run things well. Look at the VA. They don't know how to run things well. And so this could be a disaster. But I understand they have to do something. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. An arrest has been made in the shooting death of Los Angeles Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer, a person of interest identified yesterday, then taken into custody by the Sheriff's Department. Officials say that five U.S. citizens detained by Iran were freed today after a deal was brokered between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Biden administration. The military looking for a missing fighter jet, this after a Marine Corps pilot ejected from his plane following a mishap yesterday, making it to the ground safely. The base asking anyone who has information on the possible location of the $100 million aircraft to please give them a call. Illinois is now the first state in the nation to do away with cash bail. Beginning today, cash bail will all but be eliminated for the majority of criminal defendants awaiting trial. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Dr. Dolly show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've told some of you guys to go and get an air purifier. If you were my patient, if you were a listener, and you would be like, okay, and then next subject, and we moved on. But some people are kind of questioning the science behind that. They're like, are air purifiers really that good? Do air purifiers really, really work? Well, I prefer you have one. If there's a wildfire nearby and the smoke's kind of coming in, I mean, obviously, if you need to evacuate because of wildfire, you get the hell out. But you live in an area where you don't have to evacuate, but the smoke is coming in, yeah, I think air purifiers work. If you have asthma, COPD, if you suffer from long COVID, and anytime there's pollution, bad pollution days, bad pollen days, I think air purifiers could work. Well, USA Today does a really nice little segment on this. And they said, during the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic, medical professionals offered many suggestions to keep people safe from the airborne virus. Now, I don't know if air purifiers would stop the virus, but I had brought up that there was a study out of Reno, Nevada, looking at pollution and how wildfires and pollution could allow viruses to hitch a ride. So if you do minimize pollution, you can minimize a viral burden. But does the air purifier handle things with at that micron level? I'm not too sure. Now, air purifiers can range anywhere from hundreds of dollars to thousands of dollars. Dr. Anna Zamora Martinez, medical director of the Interstitial Lung Disease Clinic at the Mayo Clinic, says that they do work. Purifiers work. They are effective at improving the air quality in your home, but they have to be used correctly. She recommends finding an air purifier that supports a HEPA filter, and I've talked about the high-efficiency particulate air filters. The EPA reports that this type of filter has the potential to remove at least 99.97% of dust, pollen, mold, bacteria, and tiny airborne particles. Again, I'm a little concerned about the size of a virus, but I do like the idea that HEPA filters can do really well. But here's the thing. You need to change out the filter. You buy a HEPA filter, you buy a machine, and then you forget about it for years, that's not going to work that well. She suggests you got to change the filter every 3 months. Dr. Zamora Martinez said, I've seen those patients without changing the filter having more problems than not. If you want to spend your money, she says you don't need to buy a Dyson as long as there's a HEPA filter. So I'm not really exactly sure. I think that's another brand. But the benefits can only go so far. Medical professionals say you got to clean your house. You got to sanitize frequently. Air purifiers are supposed to be an adjunct, an accessory to your cleaning routine. People with asthma, flu, COVID-19, other pulmonary diseases may benefit from having an air purifier. But we don't have a lot of research. I think they work, but you got to keep up on them. So just like, you know, humidifiers. I don't always tell patients to go and get a humidifier. I used to. If you were sick, I used to say sleep next to a humidifier. The problem is I found out that people weren't washing it. So now they have mold growing next to the head of their bed. Come on. So you have to remind them, look, you do it, but you got to be up on the cleaning. Now, you have some people that are really up on the cleaning, but you have others that are like, eh. So they say the most common air purifier sold for homes is a filtering air cleaner. According to the University of Massachusetts Amherst and USA Today, the machines pass air through a filter that isolates polluting particles or gases, and then it returns the clean air to the room. Some air purifiers may include a humidifying feature that releases an ultrafine mist into the air. Now, the only problem is, again, the mold. Dr. Zamora Martinez agrees. She said these air filters with humidifiers can cause hypersensitivity pneumonitis. If they get mold inside or if they don't change a filter, they could be actually more dangerous and unhealthy. If you change a filter, though, you'll be fine. So she suggests buying an air purifier with no humidifier and prioritizing changing the filter every 3 months. Now, does it help with smoke? Absolutely. Portable air purifiers with a HEPA filter are the best. You could bring the machine with you wherever you go. I like that a lot. Some of these machines are pretty big and bulky, but the portable ones are nice. Let's say you really want to go camping. You had, you know, a reservation set up for months, you know, but there might be some issues, with the smoke and stuff. There's, you know, I mean, I would cancel if you have lung disease, but if not, sometimes those can even help you as well. Air purifiers, I do think, can help with allergies. So when people come home and they have pollen on their hair, pollen on their shirts, on their shoes, they're bringing that stuff in. So I think air purifiers could help. But again, you got to vacuum, you got to dust, you got to mop. And I tell people to take their clothes off outside. You know, like, we don't have a mud room. Like, we once had a cabin, so you'd have a mud room. So that's where you take your clothes off, the snow, the mud, the dirt, just be there. I could clean it off. And then you're barefoot in your underwear. And I have boys, so their underwear is like boxer briefs. I mean, then you come inside, do what you need to do. But know, that's always a possibility where, you know, you have an area of the house that the shoes and the stuff from the outside could go to. So USA Today did a great job with that. But, you know, so air filters and humidifiers, I think they're great. But like I said, you really have to be, you know, on top of that with the, you know, with the cleanliness and stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've had a prisoner release. 5 U.S. prisoners were released by Iran today as part of a controversial prisoner swap. They arrived in Doha to begin their journey back to America. One said he cannot wait to visit an Apple store. He's been 8 years behind bars. The prisoners were flown from Tehran to Doha on Qatar Airways jet. They were greeted on the tarmac at Doha Airport by U.S. Ambassador to Qatar, Timmy Davis. The price of their freedom was $6 billion in frozen funds that the U.S. seized from Iran in 2018. Now claims will be used for humanitarian purposes only. 5 Iranians who were in U.S. custody, I believe, are now free as well. Again, I'm a little confused why we even let Iran take them and why we didn't, you know, say we're going to bring the heat. Of those 5 men, only 2 have returned to Iran. 2 say they will stay in the U.S. despite being convicted of acting against America on behalf of Iran. 1 has been allowed to flee to another country. So apparently the Iranian prisoners don't want to go back to Iran, probably because they think something's going to happen to them. President Biden's administration have been slammed, according to Daily Mail, for the deal, which critics say is another example of the U.S. overpaying in foreign diplomacy. Only 3 of the 5 released U.S. prisoners have been named publicly. I'm very grateful that we're getting them back. I just don't understand why it costs that much and why we couldn't get them back by, you know, anybody holding an American should have the wrath of our country. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And my fear is that apparently these were businessmen. Sayamak Namazi, 51 years old, and Maj Shargi, 59, and Murad Tabaz, 67 years old, an environmentalist who holds British citizenship. And then 2 other prisoners, a man and woman, have requested an anonymity. And so they were imprisoned for unsubstantiated spying charges. And so I think our attitudes towards our enemies taking Americans should be a lot more bold. But hopefully we've got them back. They say it's not taxpayer dollars. This was money seized from Iran. So we'll see what happens. But I love the fact that, you know, they're in good spirits and they want to go and get a new iPhone. It's pretty cool. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I deal with a lot of stress, and I work out. I find the humor to things, and I love watching movies, and I love watching TV shows. But I've been very frustrated, and I've been airing that frustration to you all, because when I do get excited about a movie or watch something, it's painful to watch. Some of these movies or shows stink. They're really not that good. Barbie, for example. I had such high hopes. I'm like, this could be fun. We need something fun. We need something apolitical. Oh, it was the opposite. It was depressing. She was crying for most of the movie. It was anti-man. And you have great actors, great actresses. Cool song. And I'm leaving these movies going, okay, this kind of stinks. And we haven't had that many really, really good shows. And so the other day, I think it was last weekend, there was, I guess, a Back to the Future marathon. And the original Back to the Future was on, followed by Back to the Future 2, whatever. And I loved that movie as a kid. Because when I grew up in the 80s, and so I'm like, all right, I'll have that on in the background. Because, you know, I've been sick of watching Friends. There was no football at the time. And so the movie was on in the background, and I stopped to watch, and I go, like, this actually was a pretty good movie. I forgot that Steven Spielberg did it. I remember Robert Zemeckis did it, but I forgot that Steven Spielberg did it. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, you know, I should have my kids watch this movie. I know they're going to be like, oh, it's old, Mom, because it's from the 80s. But I'm like, the twist, the turns, kind of, this was a really good story. Well, it turned out, I had one of my kids watch it, and he really liked it. He's like, this is really, really good. And he loved the Biff character. He thought that was funny. And my other son was actually at Disneyland at the time. But when they were waiting for the park to open one night, they also apparently watched it too because it was on TV. And he said, that was a great movie. And I, you know, I said think some of the best movies were done in the 80s. I know if I asked my parents, they would have said the best movies were done in the 40s and 50s. You know, everybody likes the movies they grew up with. And I got to tell you, I've watched some of these movies from the 40s. Wow. I mean, the stories were incredible. And I'm kind of a little disappointed that it's starting to be far and few between to have a movie that's really good, has a really good story. Now, Die Hard is my favorite. I love the Die Hard movie. I know people don't think it should be considered a classic, but I do. I'm sorry, one of my favorite movies of all time was Die Hard. And I liked a lot of the 80s action films. I'm a big Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rambo, Sylvester Stallone, and Jean-Claude Van Damme. I mean, I love those because that's what I grew up with. And I love those movies. But we're kind of having a tough time. And The Morning Show. So, you know, everybody said The Morning Show is good. First season, pretty good. Second season, it was okay. Of course, they had to half a dozen times, rip on President Trump, and I thought that was, again, unnecessary. Whether you like Trump or not, we're trying to watch something that really did well, not being too political. And then second, you know, so we'll see what happens with the third season. Game of Thrones, I thought was fantastic until, some issues with some of the seasons, especially the last one. But I really ask, I mean, I know right now there's a writer's strike. There's a strike by the Writers Guild of America and the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. But, I think the American public should be asking for, you know, better quality movies and shows. I mean, Avatar. James Cameron busted his butt with Avatar. Not my favorite movie of all time, but a really good movie. And maybe there were political undertones. I don't know, but I was able to get through the movie fine. The Little Mermaid. One thing that Disney had done very successfully was the taking animation and then using real people. And for the Aladdin movie, they did a fantastic job with Aladdin. Lion King, not as good. Well, The Little Mermaid. Again, I had high hopes for The Little Mermaid. I thought Halle Bailey was a fantastic singer. But again, it just was a little boring. And there was a little, you know, and again, a lot of these movies, you know, are putting, you know, politics or woke or, you know, things into it. And it starts to kind of, you know, change, you know, how people are kind of looking at why can't it just be about a story? So, interestingly, actors are getting a little frustrated. They're losing a lot of money. And I think Drew Barrymore and Bill Maher wanted to go on with the show. Bill Maher actually had to backtrack his decision to resume his show. He said he made the decision to do so when it seemed like nothing was happening. And Drew Barrymore, and I think Jennifer Hudson, I'm not sure if Jennifer Hudson also wanted to go back. But apparently Bill Maher has canceled the return of his HBO talk show. Drew Barrymore had said she was going to start filming again, the talk, the Jennifer Hudson show. But apparently there was backlash. And so he said, my decision to return to work was made when it seemed like nothing was happening. There was no end in sight to the strike. Now that both sides have agreed to go back to the negotiating table, I'm going to delay the return of real time for now, and hopefully they can get this done. And the longer this goes, the more it hurts. I don't really watch a lot of these talk shows. You know, luckily we get these little clips on YouTube and things like that because I just don't have time to watch a whole show. But it's interesting how, you know, Drew Barrymore had said she was going to tape new episodes, but then she had to backtrack on it. Fierce backlash. And then she announced that she was going to wait until the labor issues were resolved. She goes, I've listened to everyone, and I'm making the decision to pause the show's premiere until the strike is over. She says, I have no words to express my deepest apologies. See, these talk shows are covered by a separate labor contract from the one actors and writers are striking. It's known as the network code. It covers reality TV, sports, morning news shows, soap operas, game shows, which is why a lot of TV shows and news shows are still going on. But she has three union writers. And so, her decision to go back was now. So, you know, it's interesting because Hollywood, as you could see, is very, very vulnerable. And I really do believe that there is such a disparity with what these CEOs and these movie makers are making. But the ones, I always thought that was very frustrating, that you have these comedians that get millions of dollars, but they're not the ones that write their material. See, I thought in the past, like Eddie Murphy, I think he did all his own material. I mean, maybe he might have, had a team that he bounced it off of. But with these individuals, like Chris Rock, I think they write their own material. But these talk shows, now they get so big, they become these personalities that other people do their humor. And I find that problematic because, I don't want Joe Smith making me laugh. I want Jimmy Fallon making me laugh. But if Jimmy Fallon is making me laugh on the backs of Joe Smith, Joe Smith should make more money. Maybe we should also meet Joe Smith. But that's the way Hollywood is. You know, like somebody else writes the movie, writes the screenplay, writes the book. And then you have an actor or actress that gets all the makeup, gets all the money, gets the trailer, and they get all the credit. And I think a lot of individuals are like, this isn't cool anymore. You're basically getting credit. And now that AI could take over. You know, what blows my mind is people actually do like these sounds AI makes. Look at all the hit songs in the 80s and come up with another song. AI would be like, well, I think people are going to like this if they like 80s music. And people will buy it or they'll listen to it. They don't care. Most people don't really care about the artist. Now, I love Taylor Swift and I love a lot of artists out there, but a lot of people are like, they make too much money anyway. Hell yeah, let's save money. So, you know, I thought when, Drew Barrymore was going back on camera, it's because she has her own material. I didn't know she relies on other people. Because I'm like, you could go and do your own thing online. But guess not. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.